Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me in studios today is Daryl Rolls, Brianna McCutcheon, and Phil Howell. How are all three of you doing today?
Fantastic.
Super.
Now, if you're wondering who these three people are, so Brianna and Phil, cast members for the upcoming show Drowsy Chaperone, and Daryl is the director. So we're here to talk about the show. So I don't know who wants to take over, but maybe for our listeners and myself, maybe give us a little bit of a little plot explanation of what the show is going to be.
Well, I'll start, and I'm sure my wonderful cast members here can join in. Make sure I get all the funny parts. First of all, The Drowsy Chaperone is billed as a musical within a comedy, which is very kind of, it's usually the other way around. But what happens in this show is there's a delightful character who is named as the man in the chair, and he goes digging through his musical theater records and decides to share with the audience one of his favorite records, which is an old musical from the 1920s. Okay. So that's what's really fun about the show, is the man is going in and out of the scenes and stopping the record from time to time, and there's some really crazy kooky characters. Mm-hmm. And so one thing we can guarantee the Fort McMurray audiences is that if they come out to see The Drowsy Chaperone, they're going to have a great laugh.
Now, I know this is quite a famous play on Broadway. Is it pretty much very similar? Is there any differences to the play that goes on in New York?
Well, we've got some fantastic designs, which Cano Theater is well known for. So I would say, you know, it's a Broadway-like experience. Okay. It's the same show that won 5 Tony Awards on Broadway and was a hit there, and also in London's West End. And what's really cool about it is this is a Canadian musical. It was written by a team of Canadians for a Toronto Fringe Festival. And then a producer picked up on it because he thought it was so funny and ended up bringing it to Broadway, where it was a huge hit. And usually we are getting the musicals on Broadway from obviously the States or over from London. So it's a real coup for Canada, something for us to be proud of. I know I'm certainly proud of it. But and on top of it, it's just a very, very funny show.
All right, now when you say funny, are you saying, you know, funny child kind of funny, or, you know, it's very mature kind of funny?
Mature. Mm-hmm. There's some scenes, you wouldn't want your, I think, children to see.
Okay.
It's a fun date night, or if you just want to go out with the guys, something to do around town, or have a girls' night, it's a lot of fun. And yeah, mature content, but definitely light enough that no one, I think, would be too offended.
Okay, and you say taking the guys out. Most people, when they think of plays, you know, a nice romantic setting, do you think there would be a lot of, you know, this could encourage a lot of guys to go out, and it should be a nice, funny night for them?
I think so.
Yeah, I could definitely see going out to this one as a male and not having an issue. It's not a, call it a chick flick sort of night. It's definitely welcoming and all-encompassing. I think male or female would really enjoy the show, and primarily because of the comedic aspect of it. It's just going to be an entertaining night.
Now, as the cast members, we'll get into your roles in a little bit, but is it hard actually going into a comedy role? Where I've done little skits for the radio station before, and comedy is the toughest part because you're trying not to laugh yourself. I don't know if that's same for you as well.
I've been told you play tragedy like comedy and play comedy like tragedy, and that seems to be quite effective when getting what you want across to the audience. Mm-hmm. So for me, I've never broken and laughed at the moment, but I don't know. You just have to stay really focused to who you're talking to and what you want from them.
Okay.
And then you're good.
How about you, Phil?
Yeah. Well, I have very limited experience, this being my first time ever into this sort of foray this year, period. But what I can say is that if you hold true to the character and you're delivering what you're supposed to be delivering, it's not funny for you, it's funny for the audience, because you're into the character.
Okay.
So everybody else enjoys it, and then you can ha-ha after.
Just to add to that too, it's my first time doing a more comedic role.
Okay.
So I have yet to be doing a role and have 200 people come back with laughter. So that will be interesting for me to receive that and keep my my professional cool as I continue. Sure.
There's a couple of really fun moments in the show, actually, where the man lifts the record up and then, you know, without giving up too much away, the action stops on the play while he speaks to the audience and stuff like that. So there are sometimes very long moments where the actors have to stay frozen, and sometimes, you know, they have eye contact and they want to have the giggles, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had to tell them that they can't have any what I call Carol Burnett moments. If any of the listeners remember the Carol Burnett show, when Harvey Korman used to make everyone else laugh and right and break character, so we've had to be strict about that because there are some really silly moments and they have to stay absolutely frozen in the action. So like I say, it's like it's for the a chance for the audience to kind of see how the craft of a musical goes.
All right. Now, we have a little bit of time left before our first break, and I believe this is the third of the four-play series at Keanu This Play.
That's
so
correct.
Maybe, Daryl, can you kind of explain why this play was chosen?
Well, I didn't choose the play. I'm actually a guest director from out of town. I'm from Victoria.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic choice, and I'm pretty sure the reason the director of the theater picked it is because, you know, it's a February slot. Everybody gets the February blues or the winter blues, and he was looking for something that is, you know, much more lighthearted, not, you know, really serious and dramatic, but is just a sizzling comedy and great music. And so it's a really wise choice for this time of year.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere, because we're going to take our first break here on For McMurray Matters. And coming up after, we're going to be talking with Brianna and Phil about their characters.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Hey. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to For McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is Daryl Rolls, director of Drowsy Chaperone, as well as cast members Brianna McCutcheon and Phil Howell. And we were kind of talking about the plot of the play in the first segment. And I mentioned we're going to be digging into the characters that Brianna and Phil are playing. So I want to start with Phil. And the plot, they kept mentioning the man at the record. I don't know, are you that man?
I am. You most are certainly not the man in the chair.
So maybe explain who your character is.
My character is George. He's the best man of the dashing groom,
okay,
Robert Martin. And he's a bit of a frantic sort of character, which was very different for me. Again, I don't have much acting experience, so it was always a challenge for me, now that I've delved into this, to try and figure out what I draw from to emote that sort of being, that character.
Okay. Now you give a little explanation of your character. Maybe elaborate more. Like maybe, I don't know if you can like paint a picture of who your character is for our listeners.
We're going to call him a tragically organized sort of individual. And what I mean by that is he has a very interesting way of keeping on top of things and trying to be the one at the helm, keeping the ship, you know, straight on the straight and narrow. And I think that is very funny.
Okay. All right. I like that. All right. So let's go to Brianna. What your character?
My character's name is Kitty.
Like that.
So I think that's pretty much self-explanatory, is what you're going to get from her. She's very bright. She's out there. Some characters within the play get very annoyed of her. She's constantly hanging on to her companion, Mr. Feltzig, who runs the Follies.
Okay.
Big dance group. And I've always wanted to be a showgirl, but I'll always be a chorus girl.
All right.
You know what I mean by that?
Somewhat.
I want to be the star, but I'm always in the back row.
Okay.
So I'm fighting, you know, to do that and trying to win people over to get my way.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation. No offense to Phil. I had to ask two questions, Phil.
But, way to go, Phil.
I know. But you mentioned a little earlier, not a lot of experience in acting. So maybe explain why you got into it now.
It's something that I've thought about entertaining, and given my current romantic relationship, I thought it would be good for me as a partner to try and get into it and understand those challenges a little bit more, and now I'm finding that I really enjoy it myself, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, how about you, Brianna? Why'd you get into acting?
Why did I get into acting? Well, I thought it would be fun to play many different people within my life.
Okay.
And it's kind of a way to escape from your life, which I find interesting. And depending on what story you're telling, you get to tell other people's stories. Mm-hmm. I just think that's really fascinating. You get to tell other people's truths.
But okay. You started as a dancer, right? Is that correct? You got a lot of strong dance background.
I started acting in grade 12, so when I was 17. But then I started dancing on the Octane cheer team for the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. And we really did that whole kind of hip-hop jazz type of dance, and that really helped with the musical, and this is the first musical I've ever done.
So you said first musical, first kind of comedy acting experience. Have you done maybe like dramatic acting experience before? Any other kind of genres?
Yeah, so my experience is more TV and film. I've done short films and commercials, so okay, it's cool. A completely different setup.
Any like big commercials or I might know?
We had the Alberta Teachers Association for the 100 years. That was on their website for a bit. And then also in movie theaters, before you would watch your movie, it would be up advertised.
Okay, cool.
In Edmonton. And
you should share with him your best kitty voice.
Oh, my best kitty voice. Oh, my gosh. Okay. What did you want me to say in my kitty voice?
Oh,
just a line from it?
Yeah, do a line from the show. Okay. Maybe we can get Phil to do a line as well. I don't know if you have a specific, you know, different voice you have to do, but maybe you show your powerful acting skills. Maybe a line. We can do that.
So this is after I get on the stage and I'm trying to find Mr. Feltzig, and I need to tell him one more thing.
Okay.
So then I say my little spiel, and then I say, "Ooh, Mr. Feltzig, what's going on here?" And then he says something, and then I say, "You mean you're putting gangsters in the show and you won't put me in it? They're not even in the union!" So that's Kitty.
I like that, actually. That was really good. How about you, Phil? Are you going to give us a line, or you want us to wait till the show?
Well, I don't tell you the truth. She is definitely the more memorable character.
Maybe tell me, you have like a little joke we can say that your character does in the show. We don't want to give too much away from the plot, but is there a joke maybe you can kind of share to the audience, maybe to be like, hey, this is more to come for the show?
Ah, Mrs. Tottendale, don't worry, I have this whole wedding planned out. The key is organization, see? Each string represents a task yet to be completed. Pay the musicians, yell at the florist, book the minister. This whole wedding's gonna run like clockwork.
I like that. That was really good. I can't get into acting. I can't act. I don't know if you find it the same way. Everyone, I've heard different responses. People say, you know, acting is incredibly hard, which I think it is. It's a very tough job. And other people saying, you know, anyone can act. It's a fun job. I don't know which side you kind of side or you're favoring.
I definitely don't think everyone can act. I think everyone can schmacked. I mean, if you really did, it did bring you happiness, and that's really what you wanted to do, and mm-hmm. you did practice and read and learn, I think you could eventually get the skill to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, if it brings you happiness, do it, no matter if someone's like, you're horrible.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the beauty of here at Fort McMurray. We have Keanu Theater, mm-hmm. and so you can get community members who, you know, might work at Sin Crude or Suncor or Save on Foods during the day, and then they're rushing into the theater at 6 o'clock into this totally different world, and they're having so much fun in the show. That's why we want the audiences to come up, because we want to share that fun with them. And in this show, literally everyone has to be what we call in the industry a triple threat. You have to be able to sing and dance and act, because the show is so demanding.
And it's really hard. I've done acting before, but to do singing, acting, and dancing, and then I have to count when the note ends, and then count my dance moves, and still be Kitty and not Brianna, that's really hard. Like, props to those people who do it professionally.
So you would say that's one of the big struggles, maybe, through the
Indeed. I would say, so my first foray into this was, I was recently in The Christmas Carol, the last Keanu production, and I found that challenging in certain ways, but comparatively quite easy.
Okay.
Compared to this, because again, it's the multifaceted aspect of doing this show is that, yes, you're singing, you're dancing, you have to count, and then there's all the blocking and all the interplay with the characters on the stage that, as an audience member, you don't even really acknowledge that there are so many things going on, which is, I mean, that's the kind of magic of theater and this art is... It should look seamless and flawless.
It looks
and
easy, hopefully, to them.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to take our last break here on Forming Murray Matters, but don't go anywhere. As we heard from Brianna, we heard from Phil, we heard their characters as well. Hopefully, that might encourage you to go to the show. And after the break, we'll explain where you can get tickets and when the show is going to be happening.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studios is Daryl Rolls, who is director of The Drowsy Chaperone, as well as cast members Brianna McCutcheon and Phil Howell. And before the break, we got to meet the characters that Brianna and Phil will be performing in the upcoming show. And throughout the whole interview, we haven't actually mentioned when the show is happening. So I thought, Daryl, maybe you can kind of take it away. When is the show happening? Where can people get tickets for the show?
Sure. This sparkling musical actually opens on February 16th. So it runs the 16th and the 17th. And then again the next week from February 22 to 24. Obviously, tickets you can get at the Keanu box office, which is 780-791-4990. Or online, you can get them at keanu.ca/theater. So lots of easy ways to get a great ticket. And I think once the show opens, the word is going to spread and we're going to have some sellout audiences. So people should go get their tickets now.
Now, we're talking a little off air as well. First show, February 16th, but you do have a Valentine's special. Maybe you can explain to our listeners what that is.
Earlier in the show, we talked about how it's a romantic comedy or it's a comedy within a musical, and there's a lot of love happening on the stage and and some good laughter. And so Keanu has created a really unique Valentine's special. So if you're looking for that perfect thing to give your Valentine, we have a package that offers two tickets to The Drowsy Chaperone at any performance of your choice, chocolates, wine glasses, and two complimentary drinks to enjoy at the show, all for $100 for all of that, which is amazing because if you just bought opening night tickets alone, two tickets would be $100. So you're just getting all these things. Plus, if you come on opening night, there is a wonderful reception with the cast afterwards. So get lots of perks.
Okay, and we mentioned in the first segment, musical. It is a comedy, but musical, dancing, doesn't seem like, you know, the ideal night out for the guys. But I know, Phil, you were saying that this is actually quite an entertaining show for everybody.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if you are a fan of comedy in the least, you can definitely overlook the fact that it is a musical because, as Daryl states, it's a comedy foremost and a musical second. So
okay. Is it, when you say like musical, is like the actual music, the singing, is that also part of the comedy, something like maybe like you would see like a Seth MacFarlane?
I will stop you right there. Yes, it is. It is hilarious. And there's one song in particular I'm thinking with a character called Adolfo.
Oh yeah.
And it is Pee in Your Pants Funny. If I can say that on air.
Yeah.
I put my stamp on it.
So a lot of funny musicals. I like that. So once again, I know you just mentioned it, but we're coming up to the end of the show. Where can they get tickets again?
At the Keanu box office by calling 780-791-4990. And or online at keanu.ca/theater.
And all the shows, like if I want tickets to opening night, are they still available
right now? Yep, they are still available right now. And the show times are all at 8 o'clock. And if this time, you know, I wanted to mention that it's been really a special experience for me because I was actually up here working at Keanu College as the artistic director from 1993 to 99. I have so many special memories of producing hit shows for the audiences like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Evita. And so it's just been a pure delight to come back and be a part of the community and see all the new talent that's here.
All right. Now, last question before we go.
Yes.
Opening night's coming up soon. First kind of comedy roles for both of you. I don't know, the nerves starting to settle in, or is it just more excitement for the show to actually get underway?
A little bit excited, a little bit nervous. But I think you need to be a little excited and nervous, because if you don't have nerves, then you don't care. Mm-hmm. The nerves help you a bit.
Okay.
He's more chill. He's chill.
So, definitely, I guess there's a bit of nerves, but I come from a sporting background, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And ready to go.
All right, I like that. And talking off air too, I know you were trying to convince me to go to the show, and I said I would wait until I heard about the character development and some of the musical, and I think I might actually try to attend this show. It sounds like it should be pretty funny, but I'm going to hold you both accountable. It sounds pretty funny. I'm hoping I'm having some good laughs if I go to the show, so.
Well, if you come opening night and hang around, we'll get words from you after to find out how you found it.
All right. So I think I'm being pressured into going to the opening show. Hopefully everyone who's listening might be encouraged to go buy some tickets. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been For McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.